Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up to Valentine, Nebraska next week. You can go to oldwestdays.net for ticket information. Making tracks and making friends. David Paul, Floyd Beer, Dave Stamey, Eat Miller, Lindy Simmons, and more. Brooke Turner will be in there as well. Or some of the poets and the talent they've got lined up for this year at Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. Now, I know what you're going to say. Things are getting busy. Spring has sprung. Baby calves are on the ground. There's a lot happening, and there's just not a lot of time to sit around and read. Well, I tell you what, if you want the condensed version, if you want it all in one location, you need Tri-State Livestock News. They have information on cattle, horses, rodeo, about anything you want to talk about for agriculture. So go to one source. That's there when you're ready to read it. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Just the facts, ma'am.
That's right.
You know, they never really said that on that TV show.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
What do you have for Easter?
I have a piece called Do You Believe in Easter? Edith Burns was a wonderful Christian who lived in San Antonio, Texas. She was a patient of a doctor by the name of Will Phillips. Dr. Phillips was a gentle doctor who saw patients as people. His favorite patient was Edith Burns. One morning, he went to his office with a heavy heart, and it was because of Edith Burns. When he walked into the waiting room, there sat Edith with her big black Bible in her lap. She was earnestly talking to a young mother sitting beside her. Dr. Phillips knew why Edith was there and what she was doing. You see, Edith Burns had a habit of introducing herself in this way. Hello, my name is Edith Burns. Do you believe in Easter? Then she would explain the meaning of Easter, and many times people would be saved. After being called back in the doctor's office, Edith sat down, and when she took a look at the doctor, she said, Dr. Will, why are you so sad? Are you reading your Bible? Are you praying? He said, now, Edith, I'm the doctor, and you're the patient. With a heavy heart, he added, your lab report came back, and it says you have cancer, and Edith, you're not going to live very long. Edith responded, why, Will Phillip, shame on you. Why are you so sad? Do you think God makes mistakes? You have just told me I'm going to see my precious Lord Jesus, my husband, and my friends. You have just told me that I'm going to celebrate Easter forever. And here you are having difficulty giving me my ticket. Edith continued coming to Dr. Phillips every day. Christmas came and the office was closed through January 3rd. On the day the office opened, Edith did not show up. Later that afternoon, Edith called Dr. Phillips and said she would have to be moving her story to the hospital and asked, Will, I'm very near home. So would you make sure they put women in here next to me in my room who need to know about Easter? Well, they did just that, and women began to come in and share the room with Edith. Everybody on the floor was excited about Edith. They even started calling her Edith Easter. Everyone except Phyllis Cross, the head nurse. She made it plain she wanted nothing to do with Edith because she was a religious nut. Well, one morning, two nurses who were attending to Edith were sick. Edith had a flu, and Phyllis Cross had to go in and give her a shot. When she walked in, Edith had a big smile on her face. Phyllis, God loves you, and I love you, and I've been praying for you. Phyllis said, well, you can quit praying for me, you religious nut. It won't work. I don't care. Edith says, well, I will pray, and I ask God not to let me go home until you come into the family. Then you will never die, because that will never happen, she said as she walked out of the room. Every day, Phyllis Cross would walk into the room, and Edith would say, God loves you, Phyllis, and I love you, and I'm praying for you. One day, Phyllis said she was literally drawn to Edith's room like a magnet drawn to iron. She sat down on the bed, and Edith said, I'm so glad you have come, because God told me that today is your special day. Edith, you have asked everybody here the question, do you believe in Easter? But you never asked me. Phyllis, I wanted to many times, but God told me to wait until you asked. And now that you've asked, Edith took her Bible and shared with Phyllis Cross the story of death, burial, and resurrection. Phyllis, do you believe in Easter? Phyllis said, oh, I want to believe that with all my heart, and I do want Jesus in my life. Well, 2 days later, on Easter Sunday, Phyllis came to work. She got some of her things done and went and bought Easter lilies so she could go see Edith. When Phyllis Cross went to pick up Edith's hand to give her those Easter lilies, she realized Edith was gone. Her left hand was on John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you will be. Phyllis Cross took one look at that dead body and lifted her face toward heaven with tears streaming. Happy Easter, Edith. When Phyllis Cross left Edith's body, walked out of the room and over to a table where two student nurses were sitting, she said, "My name is Phyllis Cross. Do you believe in Easter?"
Where the spirit of the West comes alive, it's Cowboy Mardi Gras, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. May 15th through the 18th, Mile City, Montana. Watch for the Derby races May 3rd and 4th, Mother's Day races May 11th, and the Open Permit Challenge and more coming up mid-May. Find out more at buckinghorsesale.com or keep listening to The Good Stuff.